and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
All right.
So today we have another fun fact.
Okay.
And actually wanted to ask you, do you like eating tofu?
I do.
Okay, perfect. Because actually, I found some facts about tofu that was quite fun. For example, the U.S. grows half of the soybeans in the world.
Oh.
And this is where tofu was created from. I always thought they were
the
Asian.
US. Yeah. Oh, so did I. That is very interesting. Did you also know that tofu is one of the oldest foods in the world? Now, it's believed that it was first discovered 2,000 years ago.
Wow.
Hmm.
So we've been eating food that's been around for maybe about 2,000
years. That's really cool.
Yeah. And there's another one that I found. It says that when you freeze tofu, it actually turns yellow.
Ooh.
But when you thaw it or when it melts, it returns back to its original color. So this food is really interesting.
It is. It's got a lot of things I didn't know about tofu.
Yeah.
I eat tofu all the time. Well, we're actually going to learn more about tofu in our article, so why don't we get to that now?
Reading.
Fun facts. In Chinese, to eat tofu also means to take advantage of a woman by flirting inappropriately. Why? A. Eating tofu gets people in the mood for love. B. The words sound very similar in Chinese. C. The phrase comes from an old Chinese story. You are correct if you said C. The origins of the phrase are found in the novel Gu Xiang by Lu Xun. It's about Yang Er Sao, a beautiful young woman who owns a tofu shop. Her skin is perfect because she eats tofu all the time. In order to sell more tofu, Yang flirts with the men who come into her shop. The men enjoy this and visit her shop frequently to take advantage of it. However, they tell their wives they are simply going to eat tofu. Thanks to the popular book, the phrase became a common one. A man might use it now when he accidentally brushes against a woman. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to eat your tofu.
All right, so our article first starts off with, in Chinese, to eat tofu, 吃豆腐, also means to take advantage of a woman by flirting inappropriately.
Oh, hello.
So when you take advantage of something, it's a phrase and it means to use something for your own good. Okay. For example, you could take advantage of the free food, and this is something very positive.
Yeah.
Okay. So it can mean two different things. It can be very positive or negative. For example, we can also say everyone takes advantage of Bill because he's always willing to help and doesn't say no. So this is used in a more negative
way. Right. I see. So take advantage of can mean that you're using somebody, but maybe they're not getting anything good out of it. Or maybe someone's giving you something for free, so you take advantage of it. That's awesome. Now, the verb flirt here is spelled F-L-I-R-T, flirt. And it means to behave in a way that shows you are attracted to a person, though you may or may not want to have a relationship with that person. So maybe you're always smiling at them. Maybe you say, oh, you're very cute. Now, for example, Toby doesn't like it when his wife flirts with other men.
This woman. Okay, but we talked about flirting inappropriately. Okay, when something is inappropriate, or I hear inappropriately, I-N-A-P-P-R-O, P-R-I-A-T-E-L-Y.
It's a long one.
Yep, it's an adverb and it means it's not right or it's not really suited for this occasion.
Okay, so maybe you shouldn't be doing it like
that. Oh. Yeah, because we have I-N in the front and it means no.
Okay.
For example, we could say the men dressed inappropriately for the picnic because they wore long shirts and pants.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's because when you go to a picnic, you want to wear something comfortable.
Right.
You want to move around, but they didn't wear the right clothes or the suitable clothes to actually sit on the grass. So
okay.
It might not be the appropriate clothing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now we have three choices to look at here. Choice A says, A, eating tofu gets people in the mood for love.
Ooh.
Ah, now the noun mood here is spelled M-O-O-D, mood, and it's the way people feel at a particular time. So people have all kinds of different moods. When you're happy, you're in a good mood. If you're angry, you're in a bad mood. We can also say that someone is in a party mood, which means they're getting excited to do something. Here we're talking about in the mood for love. They want to have some love.
Something romantic, a romantic dinner.
Yeah. Now, for example, we could say, why is Jessica in such a bad mood today? She seems angry about something.
All right, we have another choice. Letter B, it says, the words sound very similar in Chinese.
Okay.
I'm not sure what that means.
Okay.
Similar is an adjective, S-I-M-I-L-A-R, and it means almost the same.
Okay.
Yeah. Many people can't tell us apart because we have a similar hairstyle.
Ah, so your hair looks the same. Now, our third and last choice is C. The phrase comes from an old Chinese story. Okay, an old Chinese story.
I'm thinking it's more like B, because I know in Chinese there's a lot of play on words.
Oh, okay, words that sound the same. It might be that. All right, well, let's find out.
The answer is, well, the article says you are correct if you said C.
Okay.
Well, I want to know what the story is.
Yeah. I imagine this is going to be very interesting. Now, the origins of the phrase are found in the novel Guxiang by Lu Xun. All right. Now, the word origin is spelled O-R-I-G-I-N, origin, and it's a noun. It means the place or moment that something begins or exists. Now, for example, do you know the origin of this school? It was created when a rich man donated lots of money to start it.
Oh, donated to me. Donated to us. All right, next in the article it says, it's about Yang Er Sao, a beautiful young woman who owns a tofu shop.
Oh, now what's so special about this young woman? The article says, her skin is perfect because she eats tofu all the time. Okay, now the phrase all the time means often. Though we don't do something all the time, as in every minute of the day, when we do something all the time, it means we do it a lot. Now, for example, we could say, my brother goes shopping all the time. I just don't know where he gets all his money.
I want to be like her.
Oh, you want tofu skin?
I do. So maybe I should eat a lot of tofu and get that tofu skin.
Mm-hmm.
Let's learn more about her shop. The article says, in order to sell more tofu, Yang flirts with the men who come into her shop.
Oh,
no wonder.
Okay. It sounds like the men might like this beautiful woman paying attention to them. So the article says, the men enjoy this and visit her shop frequently to take advantage of it. Now, we saw that phrase, take advantage. They want to go in and get her free smiles and all of this. She really just wants to sell tofu. She wants to make money. Now, we also saw the adverb frequently, which is spelled F-R-E-Q-U-E-N-T-L-Y, frequently. And this word actually also means often. Now, we could say, these people shop at the bookstore frequently, so the clerk knows who they are and likes to talk to them. We could also say they shop at the bookstore all the time.
Ah, that's mm-hmm. true. But she is a very, very smart woman.
She is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she's a good businesswoman. Yep. So, and the article then says, however, they tell their wives they are simply going to eat tofu. So the men trick their wives and like, oh, I'm just going to have some tofu.
Right.
They're actually just going to see her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
They're going to eat the tofu, but they're not going there for the tofu. Mm-hmm. They're going there for the woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we saw a vocabulary word mm-hmm. here. We saw the word simply.
Right.
Okay. It's an adverb, and it's spelled S-I-M-P-L-Y.
Okay. Well, next the article tells us, thanks to the popular book, the phrase became a common one.
Oh.
So this phrase, to eat tofu, okay, became common. It became used a lot in Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Next, the article then says, a man might use it now when he accidentally brushes up against a woman.
Oh.
He might say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to eat your tofu. But are you sure it was an accident? Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good. Let's take a look at the word first, accidentally.
Okay.
Okay. Accidentally is spelled A-C-C-I-D-E-N-T-A-L-L-Y. It's an adverb and it means not done on purpose.
Okay. Okay.
For example, you can get into a car accident, meaning you didn't mean to hit the other car.
The car mm-hmm. accident happened accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can also use it in a sentence like this. The girl didn't see the rock and accidentally fell off her bike.
Okay. So she didn't fall off her bike on purpose. It just happened.
Right.
It happened accidentally. Now, we also saw the phrase brush against someone or something. Now, if you brush against someone or something, it means that you touch that person or thing. So, if I do this, it just means my hand brushed against my arm, or I could brush against you like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a very strong way of touching someone. You're just kind of just like this.
Oops.
Okay, now they're doing this accidentally,
mm-hmm.
or maybe they're doing it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we could say my hand brushed against something sticky, so I have to go wash it off. So that means if your hand touched something sticky, now that thing is on your hands. Doesn't feel very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know about these men.
Oh.
That doesn't sound very nice thing to do, but to their wives, I guess. But this woman, like Tiffany said, she's a great business person. She knows what the men want. And she's using that to sell her tofu.
Mm. But don't go around touching other people's
mm-hmm.
tofu. That's not a very good thing.
It's not a very good thing to do. That
mm-hmm.
You need to learn that lesson early on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It can lead you to maybe even going to jail. Yeah, so
let's
don't do
that. All right. It's also a very rude thing
exactly.
to do. Right. Now, I imagine there's a lot of words
mm-hmm.
in probably both Chinese and English that we say every day now, it's very common, that come from books like this. Now,
mm-hmm.
this is just one, but I imagine there's many, many more. So why don't we find out a bit more by going to our For You chat?
Great idea.
Okay.
See you later.
Mm-hmm.
For You chat.
All right, so let's take a look at our For You chat for today.
Mm-hmm.
Our question is, can you think of any other popular phrases that come from books?
Well, this is actually kind of a hard question because I don't really think about the phrases
mm-hmm.
I say or where they come from very often. But I do know there was one author who lived a long time ago where a lot of English phrases come from, and that is Shakespeare.
Oh.
Now, Shakespeare wrote a lot of plays, a lot of stories, and many of the English phrases we use today come from his stories or books or plays.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a common one is to be or not to be.
Oh, I've heard this.
We say this quite often sometimes. We often say it as a joke.
Mm-hmm.
To be or not to be. Should I be this or not be this? To be a doctor or not to be like this. And that comes from Shakespeare's Hamlet, which is a very popular Shakespeare play. And there's another Shakespeare example.
I know there's one from Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet. Now this one has something to do with a rose.
Mm.
Now it's quite a longer one.
Mm-hmm. It was by any other name.
A rose by any other name would smell as sweet, like this. Now it kind of means you're saying that a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. It's like, even though this rose smells sweet, even if it was called a monkey or a dog, it would still smell sweet. So this one comes from Romeo and Juliet, and Romeo is talking about Juliet because he finds out about her name. Her name is Juliet Capulet, and Capulet is Romeo's enemy. Mm-hmm. But he still thinks Juliet is perfect.
Right.
Even though she has this name that's a bad thing. So a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. Juliet with any other name would be as perfect.
So Shakespeare is a great example because he really gave birth to a lot of the modern words that we use today. There's another one that I found out about. Have you heard of this phrase, busy as a bee?
Yes, it means you're very, very busy, right? You're always moving around like a bee is.
And I found that it actually comes from Chaucer. He's also an English author who wrote the Canterbury Tales.
Yeah, that's another very old book, actually. So these are all coming from very old books, old stories, old plays. What about in Chinese? Do you guys know any Chinese phrases from books like our tofu one today, or even other English phrases from books? Talk about it with your classmates and friends, but for today, that's actually all the time we have for our Fun Facts article. So, for English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Tiffany.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Fun Facts. In Chinese, to eat tofu also means to take advantage of a woman by flirting inappropriately. Why? A. Eating tofu gets people in the mood for love. B. The words sound very similar in Chinese. C. The phrase comes from an old Chinese story. You are correct if you said C. The origins of the phrase are found in the novel Gu Xiang by Lu Xun. It's about Yang Er Sao, a beautiful young woman who owns a tofu shop. Her skin is perfect because she eats tofu all the time. In order to sell more tofu, Yang flirts with the men who come into her shop. The men enjoy this and visit her shop frequently to take advantage of it. However, they tell their wives they are simply going to eat tofu. Thanks to the popular book, the phrase became a common one. A man might use it now when he accidentally brushes against a woman. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to eat your tofu.
Vocabulary Review.
Mood. I had a snack an hour ago, so I'm not in the mood for dinner yet. Similar. These two dogs look similar, though the one on the left is male and the other one is female. Origin. The origins of bowling are found in Germany and date back hundreds of years. Frequently. Kevin is in great shape as he frequently works out at the gym. Simply. When I want to buy a new book, I simply go online and Download one.